Malaysian officials held a briefing today with relatives of Flight 370 passengers in a hotel near Kuala Lumpur. Journalists were not allowed in, but after the meeting, one participant told reporters that it's apparent that Malaysia's military is incapable of protecting its own airspace. That was an apparent reference to the Malaysian military's failure to act on its own radar data in a timely manner. But the frustration with the Malaysian government goes much further than that. For nearly 2 weeks now, officials in Kuala Lumpur have been criticized for their poor handling of the search, including possibly withholding key information. James Chin is a professor of political science at Monash University, Malaysia.
I think it is quite clear that this government is not used to scrutiny by the international media. It's also not used to being transparent, and perhaps you can also use the word incompetence, that the government agencies are not talking to each other, and they really do not know what to do with this issue. It's sort of gone over their head.
So has this episode really angered Malaysians, and are they now questioning their government in ways that they never had before?
I think it's angered a lot of people, not only in Malaysia, but around the world. I think the big difference between this incident and, say, the Air France incident that happened a few years ago is that what we're seeing is the power of the social media. If you look at the major criticisms against the government, outside of the international press, the majority of the criticisms are actually coming from Malaysians in the social media sphere.
And are they going on social media for the first time because of this event, or is Malaysia a pretty social media savvy country?
No, in terms of the social media, Malaysians are the most active users of the social media in Southeast Asia.
I mean, considering there's such a huge social media presence, especially criticism of this whole episode and the way the Malaysian government has handled it, I can't help but think that this is going to change how the government operates.
I would suggest to you and your listeners that this is not going to change the way they behave. Basically, what will happen is that after this crisis is over, they'll go back to the old way of doing things. And the reason for that is very simple. Malaysia has always been ruled by a single party since independence for the past 60 years. And as long as this party is in power, it is incapable of changing the governing structure.
I mean, that seems like a fairly kind of self-confident way to go about things. I mean, are you seeing that kind of smugness as you watch these press conferences?
Yes, you are seeing a sense of arrogance in the first few press conferences. But in the last 48 hours, they've sort of changed. They realize that this is giving Malaysia a really bad image internationally. So that's the reason why you see all the press conferences were handled by the Minister of Transport himself.
I mean, you're a professor of political science, James Chin. What do you think this whole event says about the way authoritarian governments operate?
Well, what it tells us is that in a country where you have a very strong or authoritarian government, basically they're not used to being questioned. They're not used to being transparent, and they do not like if the rest of the world tells them that they're incompetent. It makes them very annoyed and it makes them very angry.
James Chin is a professor of political science at Monash University, Malaysia. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.